بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the different etiquettes of sleeping, of lying down, of sitting. We're moving on to a gathering companionship in dreams. When a person has his dreams and what is the etiquettes of dreams. So currently we're doing the different postures of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we mentioned that this is actually a sign of the great amount of love that Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they would look at him, they would see the way he sat, they would record it. And may Allah Ta'ala reward them that love that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they recorded exactly how he sat, how he slept, how he walked, how he moved, how he spoke, to such an extent that even the tears and the smiles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on which occasion he teared, which occasion he smiled, they've recorded that also. In other words, it is a sign of extreme love that they had for him. So today we can discuss even the styles or the methods that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sit. And it's strange that it may sound in today's time, but if a person has got love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these are the things will interest him. Har cheez bhi maza hai, agar dil bhi jaga hai. A person finds love, a person finds enjoyment in something that he got space for it in his heart. He's got space in his heart for it, he'll find enjoyment in it. A person that likes golf, the whole day in the sun he'll go and he'll hit the ball and he'll follow the ball and he'll try and get that ball into that destination, in that hole that he's trying to get it into, because he's got love for the game. And a man that doesn't have love for the game, if you ask him to stand in the sun and to follow that ball and to hit, it's such a burden. It's, what are you wasting your time? You've got such a nice house, you've got such a nice car, why don't you swim in your swimming pool? What are you wasting time in this golf course? But that person who's playing it, he knows he's got space in his heart for it. Like that, you get some people, they just hate to do shopping. It's not just shopping is such a nice thing, I'm just using it as an example. And then you get some person that loves to do shopping, like the ladies. They leave them for hours and they'll do shopping. And another person doesn't like to do it. But that person that got space in his heart, then he likes it, he loves it, and he enjoys it. And that person doesn't have space in his heart. So therefore we must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He creates space in our heart for tilawat of Quran, for zikr, for salat, so that we love doing it, we enjoy doing it, and we take pleasure in doing these type of things. So anyway, to such an extent, we are doing now the different sitting postures of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This also has been documented for us, recorded for us, preserved for us. So those of us that have love, Allah Ta'ala create in all of us the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we can take from it and learn from it. عن جابر بن سمرة رضي الله عنه قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صلى الفجر تربع في مجلسه حتى تطلع الشمس حسناء. حديث صحيح رواه أبو داود وغيره بإسناده بأسانيد صحيحة. هذا جابر بن سمرة رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم would perform the Fajr Salah and then sit cross-legged at his place until the sun shone brightly. So here we explained that it is permissible for a person to sit cross-legged. When a person is sitting in tashahud, this is the position that is most liked as far as respect is concerned. Therefore we sit in tashahud at the time of salat. Ideally if a person can manage, he should sit in tashahud even at the time of khutbah. When a person is sitting in front of big people, sitting in front of people of deen, etc., he's sitting in a class, ideally he should sit in tashahud position. This was the position that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam set by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the famous hadith of Jibreel. So this tashahud is the most respectable position. However, this hadith is showing us that to sit cross-legged also is permissible. After Fajr Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would sit cross-legged at his place until the sun shone brightly. In other words, until the time of Ishraq, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would sit cross-legged. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, showing us that it is permissible, not that a person has to sit cross-legged. If he sits in tashahud, it's good, but it's permissible to sit cross-legged. This was the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sat from Fajr till Ishraq. In one hadith it is mentioned that that person that sits after Fajr Salat till Ishraq in his place, and he makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, day after he reads two rakats of Ishraq Salat, Allah Ta'ala gives him the reward of a Hajj and Umrah complete. Hajj and Umrah complete for such a simple action. So even if we need to go, a person may be a working class, he can't sit. Even if he needs to go, what he makes niyat in his heart, oh Allah, that time that I'm spending going to work, going on my errands, etc., I'm making dhikr, and the first chance he gets, he reads two rakats, ishraq salat. Inshallah, there's hope that this person will get the reward of Hajj and Umrah. Imagine when we all desire to go there, to Baytullah, to perform Umrah. Hajj is so difficult with the restrictions, with the quotas. It's so difficult as far as the costs are concerned. It's so difficult as far as time is concerned for people to get off, etc. Here we got a chance every day to get the Hajj and Umrah sawab. It will only be foolish of us just to take it and waste it. Let us make niyat. Even if we can't sit in the masjid, as I explained, we're going in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First chance we get at the time of Ishraq, or when the time of Ishraq lasts up till, most of the time we are up because we are going to work or preparing, etc. Two rakats, nafil salat of Ishraq, make niyat that, oh Allah, that this reward that you are promising of Hajj and Umrah, at least I can get this reward every day. So with the day my eyes close, I'll find that I got not one Hajj, not two Hajj, not three Hajj and Umrah, I got over 1,000 Hajj and Umrah, just by practicing on something so simple. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.